As we continue looking at the subject of baptism, there's another objection that is sometimes raised concerning the necessity of baptism. And that's based upon, this objection is based upon Paul's statement to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. He says here that he makes a special note of this, that we make a special note of this statement, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, verse 17 there. And some would conclude that baptism must not be essential or necessary to salvation because he made that statement. However, when we take into account the context of verses 10 through 13, the context of Paul's preaching at Corinth, as recorded in Acts 18 in verses 1 through 3, it becomes apparent that Paul preached about baptism, that it was necessary, and his comments should not be taken as a suggestion that it was not essential. So in this study, we're going to take a closer look at the context around the statement that Paul makes there in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So first we're going to notice that he was addressing a certain problem at Corinth. They had an attitude toward preachers. They were divided over preachers in verses one, in chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. And sometimes we call this division as a result of preacher-itis. We see that in verse 12. They were claiming that I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, and so on. They were putting more emphasis on who baptized them instead of being baptized at all. Paul expounded later that they were thinking too highly of the different preachers. Their attitude was a mark of worldliness, he would tell them in chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. And that preachers were just simply fellow servants, verses 5 through 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And in that same chapter, in chapter 3, he tells them in verses 21 through 23 that they were not to boast in men. So it appears related to who baptized them. As Paul indicated as in his rhetorical questions in chapter 1 and verse 13, were you baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. The implication is that they were those who were baptized were claiming to be disciples of those who personally baptized them. And that's why Paul was glad he personally baptized very few. He stated that he was thankful that he baptized only Crispus, Gaius, and the household of Stephanus. And he said that was lest any should say that he was being baptized into Paul's own name. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 14 and 15. So, Paul was addressing a problem at Corinth. So, are we to take from this that Paul didn't preach baptism? Or that he didn't think it was necessary? To the contrary, I believe. Paul's preaching had resulted in many baptisms. Luke records Paul's work at Corinth alone in Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. How he had worked with Aquila and Priscilla. How he had reasoned in the synagogues, testifying that Jesus is the Christ, and persisted despite rejection by unbelieving Jews. Acts 18, verses 4 through 7. Luke also records the success that he had in preaching. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, and his household believed on the Lord, and whom Paul personally baptized, Acts chapter 8 and verse 8, and whom he made mention of in verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 1. But also many of the Corinthians believed and were baptized, according to Acts 18 and verse 8. So, even though Paul personally baptized very few, his preaching resulted in many baptisms. Baptism must have played a significant role in his preaching. And that's one reason why we shouldn't twist Paul's words to the church at Corinth as implying that it was not necessary. So, we return back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 13, and we also note that his words demonstrate that there was a necessity in baptism. We notice carefully his reasoning. For one to call himself after Paul or any other man required two things. Paul would have had to have been crucified for that person, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 13. And one would have had to have been baptized in the name of Paul, again verse 13. Neither happened. So of course, why is it that they should be calling themselves after men when these men did not die for them? But consider Paul's argument as a means of positively looking at this. To be called after Christ, two things are required. One, Christ would have had to die for the person. And he did. Two, the person would have had to have been baptized in the name of Christ. So the question is, have you been baptized in the name of Christ? If not, then you cannot rightfully call yourself a Christian. In the very context of a passage that many use to claim that baptism is not essential, Paul implies that we cannot be called a Christian unless we have been baptized in the name of Christ. So how then are we to understand Paul's statement, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel"? Well, I believe the answer is relatively simple. Paul was emphasizing his role as an apostle. Paul was sent to preach, not baptize. As an apostle, the word means one sent. Paul's role was to proclaim the gospel. As explained to the Ephesian brethren, he was given the task to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, Ephesians 3 and verse 8. And that he did that by inspiration, Galatians 1 verses 11 and 12. And even though his preaching resulted in baptism, as we've seen from Acts 18 and verse 8, it was not imperative that he do the baptizing. Others could easily do that task, such as his traveling companions. And evidently that's what happened at Corinth. While many were baptized, he personally baptized only a few. So Paul used a Semitic style of speaking. We notice the words of Jesus in John 6 in verse 27. He says here, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life." Jesus wasn't saying that one should not work, but rather was emphasizing the importance of seeking after spiritual food over physical food. Paul used a similar style of speaking in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 17. "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Paul wasn't saying that he wouldn't to baptize people, but that his main role, if you will, was that as an apostle, it was to preach the gospel, which was more important. Now, how others have understood Paul, Barnes in his notes on 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 17 says, "That is, not to baptize as my main business. Baptism was not his principal employment, though he had a commission in common with others to administer the ordinance, and occasionally he did." We notice Farrer in his commentary on 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 7. According to this idiom, not so much to baptize as, the word sent involves the meaning "made me an apostle." The primary function of an apostle was to bear witness, according to Farrer. Another commentary says baptism was not his principal work, not the main business for which Paul was sent. It was part of his work. Otherwise, he would have baptized Crispus or Gaius or the household of Stephanus, but preaching was his principal work, according to Poole in his annotations on 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 17. Beasley Murray, in their commentary on baptism in the New Testament, says, "Bearing in mind Paul's other utterances about baptism, verse 17 is to be interpreted in the light that, in the light of the Semitic manner of laying stress on an issue." He says Christ sent Paul to preach the gospel rather than to baptize. But this is in no depreciation of the value of baptism. Now, when we consider all of the evidence we have about the situation at Corinth, we learn, first of all, that many were baptized as a result of Paul's preaching, Acts 18 and verse 8. And Paul was glad that he did so personally, did not personally baptize many of them because of the problem that later arose in Corinth, where they were divided, according to 1 Corinthians 1, beginning in verse 10, over who baptized who. In the passage, so many use to say that baptism is not important. Paul was simply emphasizing his role as an apostle, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 17, our text. And Paul used reasoning which implies the necessity of baptism. To be called after Christ, one must be baptized into the name of Christ, 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 13. Now, here's the ultimate question. Can you rightfully call yourself a Christian? Yes, Christ was crucified for you, but have you been baptized into the name of Christ? Have you been baptized in the name of Christ? You know, there's a lot of different methods and ideologies about baptism today. And simply put, if we don't follow the Scriptures and do exactly what the Scriptures say, you remember Peter, an inspired writer, spoke on the day of Pentecost and told those that asked him what they must do to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, in Mark's account of the Great Commission, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Were you baptized according to those two passages? Were you baptized according to the pattern there set down by Jesus Christ himself, who did die for us? And it's in his name that we are to be baptized. If we were sprinkled, or if we had water poured over us, or if we were baptized at a later date to show that I had faith, then that's not according to biblical principle, the biblical example. And I know there are going to be people that respond to this and say, well, you're just picking the verses that you want to pick. Well, are we not all doing that? Are we not all picking the verses that we want to choose to say, this is why I believe what we believe? But you take the verses that I have used, particularly Mark 16. And I tell everybody, I'm not an English major. I'm just an old country boy. But I can understand what Jesus says there. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. I understand it has to be in that order. I have to believe the message that Paul preached, that Peter preached, and others. I have to hear what they say. I have to understand it. Then I have to be baptized in the name of Jesus in order to be saved, to receive salvation, to receive that hope of heaven when this world is no more. But there are so many people that want to be sprinkled or poured instead of immersed, as the word baptized implies. There are those that want to interchange the sentence structure in Mark 16 and say that they believe by calling on the name of the Lord and they're saved at that point. And then they're baptized later. Pick and choose your verse that shows me where that is what Jesus says do. I will put my verse up against yours. I will put the Scriptures up against what you believe. If you'd like to contest this discussion, if you'd like to discuss this with me, feel free to email me at djcurtis1963@hotmail.com. You can listen to this lesson again at the church's website, that's churchateastside.com. Again, thank you for being with me this morning.